Happy Christmas, everyone. I am here to share a Christmas message with you this morning and to send you all our love on this Christmas morning from the Vicarage here at St Paul's and all of the church family. We love you and we wish you a very, very wonderful day full of blessings. And in the manner of our Queen, I'm going to be doing a short Christmas message, although I'm slightly less regal, with my fairy light crown. And this thought this morning comes to you on the basis of myth busting some of the Christian faith. Now, we are all familiar with the Christmas Nativity. We know the cast of characters. You've got your Marys, your Josephs, your angels, some wise men and shepherds thrown in. A couple of years ago, my daughter was cast as an instrumentalist in her Christmas Nativity. To quote the great Emma Thompson in the Christmas classic Love Actually, there was more than one lobster at the birth of Jesus. There are so many myths and misunderstandings about the Christian faith, many of which I will be the first to say I perpetuated before I met with Jesus at the age of 24. There were so many things I had misunderstood. Myth number one, God only loves you if you are good. This is fundamentally wrong. God is not Father Christmas. Love Father Christmas though we do, and I hope he visited you all with your present wish list last night. I hope your heart's desires were met, but God is not Father Christmas, and his love and blessings are not predicated upon our ability to behave or otherwise. He loves bad people as much as he loves good people, because he just loves all people all the time, no matter what. He loves you. He loves you because he loves you because he loves you because he loves you. He just loves you. And this is separate entirely from how you respond or don't to that love. Myth number two, good people go to heaven, bad people go to hell. This is wrong. Eternal life is not based on how well we behave or otherwise. And thank God for it, because I would not cross that threshold. The new heaven we are promised is the world as we know it, but a world free from pain, free from suffering, and no amount of box ticking or good behaviour will ever get you there. We are given access to eternal life through the free gift of Jesus Christ, and we just have to say yes to him. It's as simple as that. Myth number three, being a Christian curtails your freedom and is boring. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Christian faith is not about signing up to a set of rules. It is about a relationship at the heart with the person at the heart of the universe who made you because he loves you. It is that. It is about his love. Ironically, the truth is that it was only after I met with this person that I truly began to discover what it was to feel free. Myth number four. God cannot be good because suffering is real. Friends, I don't want to underestimate the reality and the power of suffering. We as a church have suffered this year. We've lost people that we love dearly. We have watched faithful friends go through extraordinary pain and personal trial. But we hold on to the belief that God is good. And because although we know that the world remains in the grip of some very real evils, Jesus will have the ultimate say. And when we suffer, he suffers with us. Myth number five, Christianity is not for educated people. So wrong. Many of the world's greatest scholars, both past and present, are men and women of incredible faith. Myth number six, Christianity is a great story, but not based on facts. I can't do this justice in this short video, so I will simply say, please come and do Alpha with us in January. It is a 10-week course, but the first week is just a taster. You just come and see if it's for you. And the whole first week and the second week is dedicated to the historical evidence for the resurrection of Jesus. If you haven't had the opportunity to explore and really challenge and press into these claims, then please come and ask these big questions. Ask, Why does God allow suffering in a space that is created for you to be able to explore that without judgment or criticism at all? Myth number 7, Christianity is intolerant. Well, it's true. Christ certainly was not intolerant, but some Christians are. I know that at times I am in moments of weakness, and I want to apologize to anyone watching this video today who has ever felt judged or rejected by the church. And I long for you to hear this. You are loved by God exactly as you are. So what is the truth now that we've busted some myths? What is the truth? The truth is that it is possible to live with a sense of peace that comes from a knowledge that you are loved by God, that he loved you so much he came to earth as a baby on Christmas Day to live with you and to die for you. And if you don't know what it is to know that person and to know the peace that comes from that relationship, then please do join us on Alpha or join us at St. Paul's for any of our services anytime. You would be more than welcome, and begin to explore what it might look like to look for that relationship. Lastly, I just want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. God bless.